This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer. Billions of federal dollars have been dedicated to transitioning the U.S. to a renewable energy economy through President Biden's Inflation Reduction Act, or IRA. The law is a year old now, but it's one thing to provide funding. It's a whole other thing to find and train workers to install solar panels and maintain electric vehicle charging stations. Ali Budner has that one.
The clean energy sector is growing. According to the U.S. Department of Energy, between 2021 and 2022, those jobs grew faster than U.S. employment overall.
So we're obviously making strides and we're seeing some movement.
Cynthia Finley is with the Interstate Renewable Energy Council.
But we will need to increase that number.
Increase that number by double in the next decade to meet the demand for a green energy economy. That's according to a recent report from the consulting firm Oliver Wyman. Now, Carol Zabin with the UC Berkeley Labor Center doesn't see too much of a problem recruiting construction workers because the IRA funding prioritizes trades with apprenticeships.
There's language written into the bill that says if you pay prevailing wage, if you use apprentices, then you get larger subsidies and incentives from the government.
Zabin says there are often wait lists for apprenticeship programs, and once a trade worker is trained, they can easily adapt to new technologies in their field. Where you see worker scarcity, Zabin says, is in industries without apprenticeships, like manufacturing, which often doesn't pay high wages. So that part of the new economy might not see as many subsidies that can help attract workers.
Just because there's a lot of money flowing doesn't mean that's the rising tide that's going to lift all boats.
Joseph Kane is a fellow with the Brookings Institution. He says this big transition is going to need workers at all skill levels and stages of their career, not just fresh graduates.
Mid-career workers who may be unemployed or underemployed or looking to transition to new careers, they need to be part of this.
Kane says women and people of color also have a lot to offer here. And more broadly, he says, the clean energy industry is changing and growing. Companies are trying to establish their place in it, secure funding, and trying to hire all at the same time.
We're kind of building the plane as it's taking off. We don't know entirely what the ultimate target is here because it's a moving target.
That's because climate change and our means of adapting to it are rolling out in real time. So, Kane says, we may be playing catch up for a while. I'm Ali Budner for Marketplace.